Long Talk Radio.
Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart. I will pray, I gave that praise. Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart. I will pray, I gave that praise.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You join the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is Bishop E.T. Byrd along with Pastor Peaches. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 6. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house. And there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I arose and went down to the potter's house. And behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. On the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel. which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to take this time to thank all of the many listeners who have joined us in our crusade to tell at least one person a day that you love them. It will mean so much to them. Hallelujah. So we thank you so much for joining us in that endeavor. God bless you. God bless you and your family for doing so. Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would give us the housekeeping suggestions on this evening.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hallelujah. Take out your Bible. Take out a composition notebook or a couple of sheets of paper to write on. The pastor got a boatload of scriptures to give you tonight. Hallelujah. You may want to take some notes. Not just write down the scriptures, but you may want to take some notes. You may even want to write down something. And God just may drop something in your spirit, and you don't want to forget it. You want to write it down. Hallelujah. And sometimes you try to say, oh, I'm going to remember that. Nope, sometimes you don't, and you'll be sorry that you didn't write it down. Hallelujah. Take out your communion element. Hallelujah. Don't forget to write down the names of those people that you want to stay in prophecy for. Communion is the meal that heals. Hallelujah. You may know someone needs physical healing, mental healing. Hallelujah. Spiritual healing. Somebody just need a touch from the Lord. Hallelujah. Write down those names of people that you may have even met today. Hallelujah. You know someone that needs a touch from the Lord. Write those names down. Hallelujah. Don't forget to redo those alarms. Hallelujah. Set them 5 minutes prior to the time of us starting. We have praise and worship every morning at 7 a.m. Then 7 p.m. on Tuesday evening, Hallelujah, Institute of Biblical Learning. And then 7 p.m. Wednesday evening, Hallelujah, we have our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. Sundays at 3 p.m., we have our International Victory Miracle Service. Hallelujah. Heard all over the world. Thank you, Jesus. On the second Friday of the month, we have Men's and Women's Fellowship. From 7 to 7:40 is the Men's Fellowship, and then 7:15 to 8:30 is the Women's Fellowship. Hallelujah. I may not be able to tell you what the next subject is going to be. Hallelujah. But it will be scripture-based. Hallelujah. And it will be a blessing to you. Hallelujah. Don't forget to pull up the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org and see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he is doing with us and in the ministry. Hallelujah. The first and second Sunday of the month, is the Potter's House Challenge, knowing the family's confession of faith. Hallelujah. And the first and second Sunday is also the pastor's corner with yours truly. The third Sunday of the month is the birthday corner with Sister Angie. And then the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. The young people are learning the word of God. They're being filled with the word of God by Elder K.B. Stevenson. Hallelujah. Come out and on that fourth Sunday, and that's when they have a presentation to the congregation. And they are sharing with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. And they're able to quote scriptures and read scriptures, recite and share with us a song and sometimes a gift, hallelujah, with the word of God on it that they've learned. Hallelujah. We thank God for our children. If you know a child or have children ages 4 to 17, send them out. Bring them out. Hallelujah. They'll be able to be in Good News Youth Club that first Sunday and third Sunday while you're learning the word of God also. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for our new edifice. First of all, I would like to thank everybody that was a blessing to our pastor on this past Sunday. Hallelujah. We were at Pastor Lewis Rice Church at 2121 West Pratt Street, and we had a glorious time in the Lord. The food was delicious. Hallelujah. Everybody just blessed the pastor. Hallelujah. His heart was just swelled with gladness, and we appreciate it and love you, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. We thank God. The fourth Sunday of every month, we have visiting ministry come in. But this Sunday, this month, we went to that pastor's church. Hallelujah. He was our guest speaker. Hallelujah. We thank God for our new edifice. Hallelujah. We thank God for having a beautiful dining hall and beautiful kitchen. Hallelujah. And beautiful rooms we can use as classrooms and offices. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done and doing, even a child care room with his own private entrance. Hallelujah. We thank God even for the washing stations, shower stations in northeast, southwest Baltimore City, so that we can even minister to the homeless on a much larger scale. Hallelujah. We thank God for all the families we've been able to bless. Hallelujah. Feed them and clothe them and give them just being a blessing to them. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for all that he's done and doing and going to do through this ministry. Hallelujah. We would also like to mention that we have a fundraiser going on. Hallelujah. We have wristbands with the scripture on it. The word of God. You can match them up with your clothes. Hallelujah. So therefore, you can see any member of the church. Hallelujah. When you come to church, you can buy a bag that has five. Each bag has five in it. Hallelujah. And we just want you to be a blessing to the church, and we want to raise some funds. Hallelujah. They are beautiful addition onto your wardrobe. Hallelujah. You may be down in the mouth one day and look down at your arm, and you see a scripture on, and you say, oh, wow. And that scripture just will lighten your heart and just bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you so much, Pastor Peaches. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Hallelujah.
The housekeeping suggestions on this evening to those who believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bethany, and Lazarus was his name. The Bible says he was man that Jesus loved and his sisters thought it was a shame. Mary and Martha longed for Jesus to come and raise their brother, for they loved that boy so much. But Jesus had a plan, not known to any man, that would soon take away their pain. They was waiting for Jesus to come and say, Lazarus, oh Lazarus, hey Lazarus, come forward. When he died, he went away. The saints of God did stay in the holy place they lived beyond. And there he saw Elijah, Moses, Samuel, even Luke, and all the others jammed up in a room. He turned around and saw old Gideon standing by the door. He walked up and said, hey brother, tell me what this group here for. Well, Gideon said, well, all right, this is testimony night. Have a seat, man, because the meeting's starting soon. While Mary and Martha just wanted to see their Lazarus. Oh, Lazarus, when will their Lazarus come forth? Moses shook his stick, said, now this meeting come to order. Can I get a witness for the Lord tonight? Abraham kicked it off, said, I want you all to know that I knew him. He gave a child to my barren wife. Isaac waved his hand, said, hey, Daddy, I knew him too. Jacob jumped up, says, amen, Grandpa, preaching. Old dignified Solomon, he adjusted his robe, said, I knew him. He made me so smart, I started to teach it. Ezekiel said, I knew him as a wheel within a wheel. Job said, man, he healed me when I was almost dead. Samson said, I knew him when some Philistines tried to jump me. I took a donkey jawbone, busted a few heads. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego says, we do it in a fiery furnace. Jonah said, man, he gave me a second chance. Daniel cried out, I knew him in a hungry den of lions. The Holy Ghost hit King David. He just started to dance. Lazarus got so excited, he shouted, hey, I knew him too. Moses put down his stick and said, hey, who's the new kid? Needless to say, the room got real quiet when Lazarus said, but I knew him in a way that y'all never did. See, man, I walked with him and talked with him. I saw how his teachings all the crowd. Those famous tears of compassion, I could actually see. Man, he used to come over to my house after church, and my sisters would make him dinner every month. I even supported his ministry. See, man, I watched him confront the Pharisees. I was there when he fed the 5,000. I heard the people gasp when he healed the lame. You see, man, I remember the littlest things, the things that most folks would forget, like the simple, loving way he just called my name. Up at the gravestone rolled away with a loud voice, Jesus started to say, Lazarus. You see, fellas, it just seemed like yesterday. I could hear that man saying, Lazarus. As a matter of fact, it seemed like today I don't.
Lazarus.
Excuse me, brothers. I think I hear him calling now. What?
Lazarus.
Jesus.
Lazarus.
Jesus.
Lazarus.
Jesus.
Lazarus.
Hey, Jesus.
Lazarus. Come forth. Come forth. I command you. Come forth.
Oh, Lazarus. Hey, Lazarus. Oh, Lazarus. Come forth. You are saying it's different. Be healed.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Right now, we're going to pray for others. We're going to command others to come forth. We claim our family's lives in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to pray for others because somebody prayed for us. They had us on their mind. They took a little time to pray for us. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they
Amen.
For us.
Amen.
Bible says, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. The Bible said he inhabits the praise of his people. So when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
And God wants to bless people today. So as I pray the selection, the prayer, I want you to make it personal. Begin to articulate, begin to verbalize, begin to name names out loud. Your family members and those that God has placed on your heart to put up in the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following. In Jesus' name. Come thy kingdom be done, thy will in the life of me and my family.
Yes, God, in
my wife, excuse myself. Nikki, Daniel.
Hallelujah.
Keisha, Michael and Mark and Ariana, Nicholas and Domi, Reggie, Elijah, Malachi, Xavier.
Oh, children, Lord.
Evelyn, Tamara. Griselda, Aiden.
Hallelujah.
Joshua, Lauren.
That's our Colin,
Dominique.
Hallelujah.
Viola, Lewis, Kalisha, Regina, Bryce, Corey, Antonio.
Danielle.
Dexter, Marion, Rachel.
Hallelujah.
Bernie. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kirsten. Hallelujah. Damon. Precious. Hallelujah. Lorena. Spencer Johnson.
Hallelujah.
Atkins, Anna James and family.
Thank
you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Nicholas. Tommy.
Hallelujah, Chris.
Yeah.
Tony and Ricky Bird, Sarah.
Hallelujah, Elijah.
Julian, Andrea, David, Gina, and family. Hallelujah. Linda, Jenny, Mildred, Sandra.
Xavier, Malachi.
Right, Damon, LaVonda.
Hallelujah.
Georgia.
Emmanuel.
Hallelujah.
Malachi.
Thank you, Lord.
Mikey, Ariana.
Emma Bird, Naomi, Timmy, Bobby, and family. Hallelujah.
Elijah.
Glory to God. Jeffrey Bird, Maria, Tanya, Calvin, Bobby, Ken, Bob, and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Christopher Bird, Tanya, Nelly, Helena, Tiffany,
Thank you,
and Amani. Hallelujah. Glory to your family.
Hallelujah.
Bird, Denise and her family. Paul, Karen, and
Lord, in the name of
family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Kathy Rudy and family. Hallelujah. Shirley, Michelle, Marvin, James,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory
to Jesus.
Doreen and family.
In the name of
and family. Minister Bananas and family, Yvonne and family, hallelujah. Tiffany and family, Sister and family, Lorenzo Bedford and family, Rosa and family, hallelujah. Marvin and family,
Jesus.
Jerry Cleveland and family, Rakim and family,
because he made you glad. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good evening, young people. Are you enjoying your summer?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That was to the young people.
Yeah.
What day is it, y'all?
Wednesday.
What day is it, y'all? Oh my gosh, I'm just gonna give up on trying, I tell you. There will always be an adult that has that's a kid at heart.
Yay!
And now I only have to mention his name. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of a song that I guess in Vacation Bible School years and years ago, or Sunday school, hallelujah, that they used to teach us, hallelujah. And I guess it was so that, you know, you teach something and put a little hook on it or put a rhythm to it, you'll always remember it. And I'm 65 now. I've just turned 65. And I remember this song from when I was a little girl. And it says, watch your hands, what they touch. Watch your hands, what they touch. There's a Savior up above looking down in tender love. Watch your hands, what they touch. Watch your tongue, what it says. Watch your tongue, what it says. There's a Savior up above looking down in tender love. Watch your tongue, what it says. And they didn't say mind, but they would probably say, I don't know, brain or head or whatever. Let's say watch your mind. Watch your mind, what it thinks. Watch your mind, what it thinks. There's a Savior up above looking down in tender love. Watch your mind, what it thinks. Watch your eyes, what it sees. Watch your eyes, what it sees. There's a Savior up above looking down in tender love. Watch your eyes, what it sees. And your ears, watch your ears, what they hear. Watch your ears, what they hear. There's a Savior up above looking down in tender love. Watch your ears, what they hear. And you know what? And somebody said, how can you watch your ears? I mean, watch your eyes. Yes. Don't you watch television? Hallelujah. You have no business just watching any and everything on television. Hallelujah. Things that has demons in it and stuff that's demonic, something that's not glorifying God. Hallelujah. Something has a homosexuality in it, you have no business watching it. Hallelujah. Music that you listen to, that you may have in your, you maybe listen to some music, and it's if it's not gospel, and if it's not glorifying God, you shouldn't be listening to it. Because all that stuff goes down in your spirit. That stuff goes down in your spirit. If you have friends and when they come around you and you see that they have blunts and they have joints and they say, oh, you want one? Don't touch it. Nope. Your hands have no business touching drugs. Your hands have no business touching things that's not of God, that your friends made, that you've gone around your friends and you ain't, and, you know, they may not have had anything like that before. But once you do see that they had something like that, you say, no. Sometimes you have to draw the line when it comes to friendship. Then when it comes to profanity, you know, there's a scripture that says bad manners corrupts bad communication, something like that. Bad manners corrupts something like that. I'm going to get it together. But if you hang around somebody and every other word coming out their mouth is one of them profanity words and cuss words, and they see people and they're cussing the teachers out and the policemen out and they're saying it's all kinds of ugly things out their mouth, you may need to check your friendships. You need to make let's not even call them a friend anymore. Let's say an acquaintance. And you may want to withdraw yourself from them, okay? Because if you go somewhere and you go into a department store and you're with them, if they start some trouble, whatever, and they have to be arrested, you know who all is going? You're going to go to jail, too. They're going to pick you up, too. Okay? So, and keep these, and sometimes you may as well, well, where is all that coming from? Well, I don't have to do all of that. You don't have to pick my, I can pick my own friends. But you know what? Proverbs 15:3 says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil and the good. And Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Okay? So sometimes if you hang around five people that's always cussing, that's always saying bad things, you know who's going to be the sixth person? So therefore, you really want to think about people you're hanging around with. And Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I guarantee you it's going to be easier for you to praise the Lord and worship the Lord and be a good Christian if you are walking with other young people that are saved, other young people that are Christians, other young people that's not doing those things. But if you're keeping company with someone that is always in trouble, every time you don't see it for a while, somebody coming back and telling you that, oh, yeah, I saw him the other day, he was holding up the side of the building, which meant a police officer was behind him frisking him. Sometimes you need to rethink your friends, okay? And there's something else I want to share with you. It's TSD. T stands for if it's not yours, don't take it. Okay? If you're in a store, okay, you with your friends, you may want to withdraw yourself. You see them picking up things and you know they don't have any money, you need to get away from them real quick. Okay? Because Big Brother, with his cameras, are everywhere. If it's not yours, don't take it. And furthermore, I'm going to say don't even touch it. You don't have any money in your pocket or whatever, don't even touch it when you go in the store. Okay? S stands for say it. If it's not true, don't find yourself telling the untruth, okay, on somebody or even joking in a lie. Don't even lie in a joke, okay? And that can get you in trouble too. So the S stands for if it's not true, don't say it, okay? And the D, if it's not right, don't do it. Don't do it. And if you learn these things, and if you have a younger sister, brother, and they aren't able to catch on to the seven pillars of wisdom that you've been learning, and you've been trying to teach your little brother or sister the seven pillars of wisdom, if they haven't been able to grasp that, teach them TSD, okay? T, if it's not yours, don't take it. S, if it's not true, don't say it. And D, if it's not right, don't do it. Hallelujah. And you'll find these things easy to do and easy to obey if you have the word of God down in your heart. So the more God blesses you, the more you need to press into the Lord. Find yourself saying these scriptures, Proverbs 15:3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the good and the evil and the good. So you know you can't take something that's not yours. It's God steals you. Ephesians 4:29, and no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. You know you can't say everything. Somebody may make you mad. They may want to talk about your mama. So what? They don't know your mama. Let them say whatever they want to say. Let God handle them. And Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you as it's also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So if it's not right, don't do it. You claim that you have the mind of Christ. And you say, Lord, I have the mind of Christ. I'm not going to do that. I want to walk up right before the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So the more you press into God, the more you bless him, the more he's going to bless you. He's going to bring these scriptures back to your remembrance. And it's not going to be hard for you to remember them. because it's in your heart to worship the Lord, to praise the Lord, to do what's right, to live right. And God is going to help you by bringing the word of God back to your remembrance. So, y'all have a blessed week. Hallelujah. Young people, summer is here. You don't have to get up to go to school in the mornings. So, I want to hear y'all on the morning prayer line. That number is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545#. God can bless you with the best summer ever. Honor him in the morning. Get up and praise the Lord in the morning. Get up and worship and honor the Lord in the morning. Give him a few minutes in the morning. He will bless your whole day. It'll be the best summer you ever had. Thank you so much. See you in the morning. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to hallelujah, Children's Corner on this evening.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19:1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God."
Revelation 19:6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, "Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns."
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
And you know what time it is now?
Holy Communion time.
Yes. It's the meal that heals. Meal that gives life, preserves life, defines life. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30, is our text. In the text, it says to examine yourself, not your neighbor, not your father and mother, or your children, or your siblings, or your uncle and aunt, or anybody else. It says examine yourself.
Yes.
And we do that in the light of the word of God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53:5. 1 Peter 2:24b. Hebrews 9:22b. Revelations 1:5b. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Matthew 26:28. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, in the text on the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves, Christian Katie, my brother. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses, choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself, oh God. It's your word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
And on the same night, hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to lift up the elements of Holy Communion. I might have done it already. We're going to do it again. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you would bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, he took the bread. And we had given thanks. We thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Your body broken for us. In remembrance.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for our healing all day. People of St. Luke 14, Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. God, you declared that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, greatest miracles right now. In Jesus' name. Matthew 15:22. 1 John 3:1-2. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 2 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Glory to God. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread today. Thank you. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this and remember to me. Let's drink together. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our misconceptions, mistakes, our forefathers, and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Thank you, Lord.
We take this cup.
Hallelujah. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every headache, every effect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Fire. In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ comes on. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, again, your word says, Matthew 16. Matthew 16, 26. What are you talking about? Say your book of that. What do you have to book you to do about? Put in your book of that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. What a people who say that it is a great deal. I told you, but I can't. Isaiah 43, verse 22.
Hallelujah.
God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said to bring me remembrance. That we may be justified, and we are justified by the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, be bold and say what you said.
Yes.
God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said.
Yes.
When I see the blood,
yes,
I will pass over you.
Thank you.
And none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood today. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood today. Hallelujah. We glorify your name today. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Because of who we are, who we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family's daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4:17. Second Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 2. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, faith in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty faith
in Jesus' name,
lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. Spirit kingdom is a five-fold ministry gift. Spirit gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing.
Awesome.
We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now
and forever.
In Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Peter.
Yes.
We need to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Boo.
Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Satan, we say, if you notice right now, we curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you praise, and we bless your name in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And the church said,
amen.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I think you need to go ahead and read the addresses on tonight.
All right. Proverbs 22, verse 6, Deuteronomy 6, verse 7, Proverbs 3, verses 4 to 6, Isaiah 11, verse 6, Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 through 6, Romans 1, 17b, Hebrews 11, verse 6, Romans 10, verse 17, Hebrews 11, verse 1, Romans 12, 3b, James chapter 2, verses 14 and 26, and Matthew 18, 5 and 10.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In 1962, a candy company in Brooklyn, New York, put out a new candy. It was called Now and Later. The inference behind company, by the way, that company is called the Phoenix Company. And we'll tell you about Phoenix on another day. But it was called the Phoenix Company. The inference behind Now and Later is that that candy tastes good now and later.
Mm-hmm.
And they called it Now Later. And my wife shared with me that when it came out, you could get a pack of now and laters, which had maybe about 8 pieces in it, for 5 cents. 5 cents. Now, I don't even know how much it costs now. But it costs a whole lot more than the 5 cents.
Yes,
1962. I want to talk about now and later. The title of today's message is Now or Later. Now or later. Now and later. Now, later. He said, well, what you talking about, brother preacher? There's a scripture. In fact, let's go to the first scripture.
Proverbs 22, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Now or later. We pray for our children. Lord, bless the children. Lord, cover the children. And that's good. We ought to do that. But this scripture says to train up the child and the way they should go. See, because they're going to know right from wrong some kind of way. Are they going to learn it now, or the police,
mm-hmm.
the hospital, or the grave will let them know later? What do you think we ought to do, now or later?
Now.
Oh, and it's commendable that we cover our children. But you don't cover them completely if you don't do what? Read that first scripture again.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Well, it means that it won't leave their mind. They will hear your voice saying you would not do that. I thank God for the children's corner tonight. Because Pastor Peter said something that you could teach a 2-year-old, even a 1-year-old. There for coaches, 1-year-old, and they can talk and walk and
mm-hmm.
sing and whatever. You can teach a 1-year-old. TSD. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's not right, don't do it. The bulwark of Christian living is TSD.
Mm.
If it's not yours, don't take it.
That's right. Don't
if it's not true, don't say it. And if it's not right, don't do it. You teach a child, train them with that. You don't have to worry about them, hallelujah, glory to God. You don't have to worry about them breaking in people's houses and stealing stuff.
Man.
Unless they've been hanging around the wrong people.
Uh-huh.
I heard Pastor Peter say, you know, in essence, the people you hang around, Minister Life,
that's
you.
Right.
You hang around 5 thieves, you're going to be the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
You hang around 5 liars, you're going to be the 6th. You hang around 5 potheads, you're going to be the 6th. You hang around 5 lawyers. You're going to be the 6th. You hang around 5 doctors. You're going to be the 6th. You hang around 5 teachers. You're going to be the 6th. You understand? The people you hang around will minister life or death to you. But it has to start somewhere. You train up a child in the way they should go. They're going to get this training one way or another. I suggest you want it. You to be the trainee, the trainer. Hallelujah. Train them now, or let the police,
yep.
or the warden, mm-hmm. or the prison guards, or the graveyard, or the hospital, train them later. You decide, now or later. They're going to find the truth. Martin Luther King said, truth crushed the earth will rise. They're going to get the truth, whether you give it to them or not. But I suggest you give it to them
right
now rather than later.
Amen.
Another scripture.
Deuteronomy 6:7, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up.
Do me a favor. Go to see what 4 says. That scripture. Go to 4. See.
The 4th verse?
Yes, the 4th verse.
It says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God.
Okay, 5.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might.
Okay, 6.
And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. 7.
And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children.
Stop. Do you hear that? That's what she's teaching. You parents that ask a 4-year-old, do you want to go to church? You are out of order, and you're outside your mind. The child is not supposed to be training you. You're supposed to be training the child.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
The child, you're asking the child to train you to be disobedient to God. The word of God says, fail not to assemble yourself together. And you're asking a 4-year-old, do you want to go to church? You're asking a 10-year-old, they live in your house? They're under your roof. You feed them, clothe them, give them money.
Mm-hmm.
They go where you go. Don't send them to church. Take them there.
That's right.
Find a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, Bible living church, and you take them to church.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's part of the training process.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's part of the learning process. You know, we have knowledge. It's called 5 levels of knowledge, learned knowledge. You know, learned knowledge is not just reading. It's watching what mama does and what daddy does and what the adults around do. They're learning from what you do. They reveal knowledge. That's the Holy Spirit. You got to introduce them to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
When I was young, I used to hear about these 9-year-old and 7-year-old preachers. How many times have you heard about a 7 or 8, 9-year-old, 8-year-old preacher today?
Mm-mm. Don't hear.
Because they want to be enlightened. Parents want to be, I don't want to. I heard several adults say, my parents, you know, made me go to church. I'm not gonna make my children go to church. I remember one person said that, and they buried 2 of the children.
Wow.
Others, they visited them in prison, and then they said they made a mistake.
Too late.
It's too late. Train of a child when they're young. Come on now. Go to the next scripture.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 3:4-6.
Well, go with your kids.
So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Teach this to your children.
Yes.
Pastor Peaches, how old were you when your mother was teaching you this scripture?
Oh, God. She would start teaching us the scripture before we went in school.
Oh, my goodness. That same, you're talking about the same scripture?
Yes.
Y'all heard?
But my child is too young to hear that. I heard, a 4-year-old quote Galatians 5:22-23, the gifts of the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
I heard a 4-year-old quote the 23rd Psalm, the Lord's Prayer. A 4-year-old. It may have been too much for you when you were 4. I don't know. I'm not saying. But look here. These kids are very wise today. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Give me another scripture.
Isaiah 11:6. Hallelujah.
And you can, six. Oh, go ahead. Read the whole thing there.
Isaiah 11:6. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them.
Peace will come through a little child. Y'all don't understand that. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. A little child shall lead them. Peace shall break forth. And a little child. But if you don't train up that child, what you're going to have? Chaos and strife and anger and rancor. But when you train them up, fear the Lord, trusting in the Lord, loving God, a little child shall lead people to peace. Even the animals shall be led to peace. Glory to God. Go ahead, read some more.
Proverbs 9:1-6. Wisdom hath built her house. She hath hewed out her 7 pillars. She hath killed her beasts. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She has sent forth her maidens and cried. She cried upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding.
Your children, good ground for you to start building a house of wisdom in them. TSD starts building that house. The 7 pillars of wisdom have a coachable, teachable spirit, a burning desire to be excellent and please God, a willingness to work and go the extra mile, a heart of integrity and honesty, a loving heart, a forgiving heart, and a giving heart. But you got to start somewhere. You just, you know, that's where TSD comes in. And those that got on the call late, T, these are the steps to the 7 pillars of wisdom. TSD. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's not right, don't do it. You can teach children that. You're building, you're setting the foundation that the house of wisdom will be planted on, be standing on. You want your children to be wise. Some of our parents are teaching children everything but the word of God. Everything but what to do right. Now or later, they're going to learn what to do right. You want to teach them now, or you want life to teach them later? Because life's going to teach them what's right and what's wrong.
It's going to be hard, though.
Life will teach you what's right and wrong. It's better that you train up a child.
Amen.
Than you let the warden, the correction officer,
amen,
the morgue technician, the doctors, the hospital aides, and the nurses. It's better that you teach them, because there's not a whole lot of pain involved in that. Is that right? People will tell you experience is the best teacher. No. It's the hardest teacher.
Yep.
What's the best teacher? It's you training your child in the way they should go. Because there's no pain involved. Go ahead, read me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Romans 1:17b, the just shall live by faith.
You got to teach your little ones that the just shall live by faith. Your walk is a faith walk. It's not a foolish walk. It's not a presumption walk. It's not an ego walk. It's a faith walk. The just shall live by what?
Faith.
Come on now. But it's a for coach KDDD. Give me another scripture.
Hebrews 11:6.
Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
You train your child to deal with faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. You teach your child that you want to please God, you have to step out in faith, believe God. You know, you want such and such and such a thing, and it's good for you, you need it for school or whatever. Have faith in God. Say, God, I thank you for giving me blah, 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 blah. Teach him how to have faith, because without faith, it's what?
Impossible to please him.
So if you know, if your child don't have faith, they're not pleasing God. Hello? If you don't teach your child to have faith, they're not pleasing God. And if the child not pleasing God, you got to watch out. That's going to open the door for a lot of other stuff. Go ahead, give me another scripture.
Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Okay, stop right there. Look here. Well, how do we get that, teach our child to get some faith? It said, by hearing about faith from who?
You.
Mama, it's from you. Daddy, it's from you. Or you caregivers, it's from you. That's the starting point.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, go ahead. Read a little bit further on with that.
With this, the same scripture?
Yeah, same scripture. But read the next scripture on that.
The next scripture says, now faith, it's Hebrews 11:1.
Go back to that.
Oh, okay.
And read, you read 17. Read 18 for me.
But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world.
You teach them faith. It will be powerful in their life. You teach a child faith, and they get a hold of that. There's nothing that they can't do, because God put greatness in them. And you will see your child grow as great child of the Most High King. All right. Praise God. Go, give me another scripture.
Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
That's what you teach your child. See, faith, you may not see what you have in faith for, but it's substance. When you hook it up with God, what God says, with his promises, you can stand on the promise. Even though you can't see it, you can stand on the promise. You teach your child that. I know some of you say, I need to learn that myself. But go ahead and then teach it to your children. Go ahead.
Romans 12:3b. But to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith.
You understand this here. Don't be wishy-washy. Understand that everybody, your child has been given the measure of faith, not a measure of faith, the measure of faith. Like they are little children, they are every child. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every child that is not deformed or whatever, when they're born, they have over 600 muscles. They got 206 bones. You understand? Now, the muscles, they may not be developed like Mr. Universe or Mr. USA or something like that. But they got to be worked. Because when you use your muscles, the muscles will get bigger. You give them faith, and they use their faith. They may want something for Christmas. You know, and it is no way. I remember the best day of my life when I was a little child was when I wanted for Christmas was an electric train. I want an electric train. I want an electric train. Guess what? I was standing on my face, kept saying electric train, and guess what I got for Christmas?
Electric train.
Electric train. I was taught about faith. Believe, and ye shall receive. Teach them faithfulness, faith words, faith walk. Go ahead, give me another scripture.
James 2:14-26. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And the 26th verse says, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain.
Okay, the scripture should have been faith without
faith. I'm sorry. I was over one. I'm sorry. Romans 12:14, it says, even what do it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and hath not works, can faith save him? That's the 14th verse. The 26th verse, and as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
Hallelujah. You got to teach your children faith. And how do you teach them? You set them up for the faith. Well, it is faith without works is dead. You've got to get some works behind that, y'all. Train up the child.
Yes.
They can learn it now rather than later. Now rather than later. Hallelujah. There's another scripture. You don't have to go to it. I think it's specific. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We must work the works of him that sent us while it's day, for of a night come no man shall work. Train them now. I mean, it's good that I'm doing what I'm doing now, but think about if I knew at 5 what I know at 70 and at 77, train your children now. You're not going to get a chance to train them later, especially when they're 35. Are you trying to train them? It's a little late, y'all.
Yeah, they don't want to hear what you got to say.
They say, look here, I got to live my own life. When you had them under your arm and you could have taken them to church and you decided not to take them to church because you were tired and you just want to take off today, this Sunday. And this Sunday turned into 10 Sundays. And you decide, well, I'll go to the beach or I'll go to a movie, but you don't take your children to church. Something is wrong with that picture. They either learn now or they're going to learn later.
Mm.
They're either going to learn now with the love that you show them or they're going to learn later with a billy club side their head or with being tased by the police or even shot and killed.
Mm.
Learning that what they did was wrong. Too late.
Oh, Jesus.
Too late. Don't let it be said too late, y'all.
Amen.
Don't you be weeping and crying all over your child's body. And you had an opportunity to take them to church, and you decided, I'm going to wash my car, and we're going to go fishing instead of taking them to church. And then you're going to wonder, why? At 15, you'll visit them in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I didn't teach them to do that. You ain't teach them nothing. You ain't take them no place that they could learn good stuff. You let them spend all night long on the internet. You brought them their own TV in their room and their own cell phone.
Mm.
And that, you know who that teacher was? The internet and their friends.
Mm.
You didn't take them where they could be taught the word of God.
Oh,
so who filled that void?
Technology.
The enemy fills the void.
Amen.
You've left. Don't you blame me. Must be their friend. No, you didn't take them to church. You asked the six-year-old, do you want to go to church? You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Amen.
I say this in love, y'all. God loves you. He loves your children. That's your generation. What you do or not do will come back to you.
That's the truth.
Now or later.
Amen.
Teach them now. Even drag yourself up. I don't feel like going to church, but my children, I got to do it for my children. I got to show them the word of God. I got to show them God. I got to show them the love of God. I got to show them.
Amen.
Where the solid rock is. I got to show them where peace, love, and joy is. I don't want to go to my child's funeral because he was shot down at 19 because he was in a gang. I don't want my 5-year-old or my 4-year-old to be in a gang. I don't want my 7-year-old to be in a gang.
They're in the church.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You need to take them to church, y'all.
Yes,
Send them with your grandma. Let the grandma take them to church. You take them to church because they're watching you.
Amen.
Because they tell God, but why don't my mother want to go to church? What you going to say, mama? What you going to say, daddy? When you let somebody else come by and pick up your child and take them to church.
Oh, Jesus. Power off. Lord Jesus.
They're going to do what you do.
Mm.
Haphazard lip service. Give me another scripture.
Matthew 18:5-6.
Read.
And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea.
You train up them children, put God in them when they look, and that will be protection for them. God will look out for them in a special way. Y'all want your children protected. Lord, bless the children. Lord, you bless the children. Teach them God. Teach them the love of God.
Take
them to church.
Amen.
Train up them children.
Yes, yes.
See, a lot of us blow it when we think that God's supposed to do everything. He gave us responsibility. He gave you that child. He didn't birth that child. You did.
Mm.
He said, you train him. Well, what's that kind of? Give me another scripture.
That was the last scripture, Pastor.
For thus saith the Lord to you today, that if you train your children, you will save their life.
Amen.
If you train your children, you will save their life. I speak it unto you today. If you train your children, you will save their life. If you take them to church, you will save their life. If you take them to me, if you present them to me, if you offer them up to me, I will protect them. I will cover them. Yea, I will pour out my spirit upon them.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Thank you.
Be politically correct. Oh, we, Lord, bless the children. You bless your child. God gave you authority.
Amen.
You bless your child.
Thank you, Jesus.
You train your child. You show the child the way. Don't drive them, lead them. You cannot drive sheep. It's like driving, herding cats. They go everywhere they want to go. You got to lead them. Mama, daddy, care provider, it's their blood is on your hands. I'm going to say it again. Their blood is on your hands. You got a choice today. And if you listen to me, you can't say, God, I didn't know.
That's right. Amen.
Because I done told you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Tell your children. Show your children God. Train them now so that you won't have to be visiting them.
Amen.
In the hospital.
Amen.
Or in prison.
Amen.
Or putting flowers on their graves.
Mm.
It's now.
Oh, Jesus.
Rather than later. Father God, in the name of the Lord
Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord, for the word has come forth.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you that it fell on good ground. We thank you, Lord,
yes,
for the 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the praise and we give you the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen.
Amen.
That's the peaches.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will be amiss if we do not do our job, if we do not give you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ in your heart. If you would like to be saved. Just repeat this prayer. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus died and he rose again. Hallelujah. And I receive him in my heart. And I thank you, Father God, for coming into my heart and saving me from my sins in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you repeated that prayer, you are now saved. Hallelujah. It is just that easy. Hallelujah. It's just a quick. You're also going to hear the thunder roll and the lightning splash. Hallelujah. That what you just said was between you and Jesus. And he is coming to your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We would like for y'all to be with us in the morning prayer line. Hallelujah. That number is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545-pound. See you in the morning. Hallelujah. God said he'll give his beloved sweet sleep. Hallelujah.
Every step of the way I made. Oh, yes, I did. Sometimes be my savior for my crown. Because I'm made of sound. I got down on my knees one Sunday morning to the trumpet. Oh, yes, I need a vow. I made a vow.